Hello, everyone. Matthew and I will continue with our news stories on this second part of Chatterbox. A miracle escape at a city salon, anger over a fire at a listed Victorian building, and a new appeal is made for gifts to help Norfolk families in crisis this Christmas.
CCTV captured the moment two women narrowly avoided potentially devastating injuries when a car smashed into a salon just inches from where they were sitting. The shop front of Beauty Lounge Amelie on Constitution Hill was damaged when two cars collided at the traffic lights for North Walton Road near the Woodman Pub. One car was shunted into the side of the business as the customer was having her nails done, giving the pair a nasty shock as a black Ford smashed into the wall below the shop's main window. Those inside say the sturdy wall may well have saved their lives. Police were called to the scene to clear the wreckage with no medical treatment needed.
Virtual reality headsets are being used to train Norfolk foster carers so they can better understand the lives of the children they look after. The unusual step comes as Norfolk County Council urgently appeals for more families who can offer loving homes to children. The Conservative-controlled council has spent £38,400 to hire 36 VR headsets and immersive films, along with associated training and support. Social workers are using the headsets with foster carers to give them fresh insight into the experiences of the children they look after. The films place carers in the children's shoes, showing what they have been through and how this has affected them, with council bosses saying that means foster carers can see things from the child's perspective. The sets are used in carers' support groups as well as individual sessions. They help carers understand brain development, the impact of trauma, and the experience of children who have autism. There are currently 805 children in fostering placements, including agency placements. They are among the 1,220 looked after children in the county. There are 305 fostering households within Norfolk County Council's own fostering service, but the council is keen to recruit more, especially between the ages of 30 to 50 or younger.
Police are being urged to investigate arson attacks at derelict sites more seriously after another of the city's historic buildings was set alight. Heritage Group, the Norwich Society, have been angered after their worries about a blaze at the disused Trouse pumping station were realised. A spokeswoman said, "The news that Trouse pumping station has been severely damaged by fire is received by the Norwich Society with great sadness and frustration. The images suggest that another historic Norwich building, which was capable of being rejuvenated, has been lost to the public." Both the Norwich Society and the National Victorian Society had warned of the risk to the Grade 2 listed buildings, the latter of which added it to a top 10 most endangered buildings list. The site was bought in 2003 by Ceres Property Company, SPC, and has since become derelict. The same firm owns the neighbouring former industrial May Gurney and Deal Ground sites, where it's hoping to build 670 homes. That site also had a fire in a disused building adjacent to the pumping stations in July. SPC has declined to comment. It follows a succession of similar blazes at derelict sites in the area in recent years, including a former hospital at Thorpe St Andrew.
A car salesman from a quaint Norfolk Broads village has been jailed for masterminding an extraordinary £7 million international drugs plot, which involved disguising his couriers as Deliveroo drivers. Robert Fuller, 50, from Barton Turf, was involved in importing vast amounts of cocaine and cannabis into the UK, using money laundered from his Norwich car sales firm. He then planned to traffic the drugs using recovery trucks and runners kitted out in fake Deliveroo outfits so they would remain undetected by police. Detectives began to unravel his plot after uncovering encrypted messages in which he outlined his plans. But as the net closed in on him, he fled overseas to Bali. He was finally arrested in January last year while trying to re-enter the UK after arriving by ferry on Anglesey from the Republic of Ireland. He appeared at Norwich Crown Court when he was sentenced to 12 years in jail. Fuller, dubbed the Drugs Baron of the Broads, organised his operation using the now defunct messaging service EncroChat, which was primarily used by organised crime gangs. Barton Turf was a population of fewer than 500 people, has been described as lovely, small and unspoilt. It sits close to Barton Broad, the second largest of the Broads, and a popular spot for sailing and other water activities.
An appeal for gifts has been launched to help families in Norfolk this Christmas. Norwich Shopping Centre Chantry Place is again supporting Alive UK, a local charity which aims to provide emergency support for people in crisis, with a Christmas gifts and treats appeal for local children and their caregivers. The Norwich Evening News is also partnering with Alive UK and Chantry Place on the appeal. Last year, the appeal helped over 700 local children to receive a present who wouldn't otherwise have received one. People can donate unwrapped gifts, toys or chocolate treats, such as selection boxes, at a collection point on the lower ground floor of Chantry Place, opposite Boots, from now until Sunday, December the 17th. Alive UK, which has around 50 volunteers and is supported by Alive Church, is also looking for donations of wrapping paper and sticky tape. All donations of new gifts are welcome for all ages, including babies, toys for children, presents for teenagers, or those who care for them. All donations of gifts need to be new items, and Alive volunteers deliver the unwrapped gifts and wrapping paper to caregivers of the children so that they can enjoy wrapping the gifts themselves to give to their children.
The smell of Caramac bars was once very familiar to many in the fine city, but those who still hanker for the sweet treat face a race against time. Nestlé has announced that the familiar red and gold packaging will be disappearing from shop shelves soon. The Norwich factory that first made them was on the land where Chantry Place Shopping Centre now stands in Chapelfield Road. Having first opened as Fleur-de-Lis Works, it produced soft drinks and began producing chocolate in 1886 to keep workers in jobs during the winter. The Caramac bar, made from ingredients including treacle and sweetened condensed skimmed milk, was launched in 1959 by Macintosh and was discontinued in late 1995. However, Caramac made a comeback to the Norwich production line in February 1996 after a two-month break that left fans fearing it had disappeared forever. They once again began making the Caramac mix ready for it to be shipped to Newcastle, to new premises, towards the end of that year. But now the end is nigh once more.